Whenever you hear the word Tajweed, the first thing you think of is the Noble Quran. Tajweed is the correct and accurate pronunciation of each letter, its tashkil, and all the rules that come with it. So, Mad, Idgham, Ikhfa, Iqlab, Tafkheem, Tarqiq, and many other rules that give the Qur'an its unique sound that anyone recognizes, even if they don't know Arabic. But is it possible to apply these rules of Tajweed on any other text other than the Qur'an, like, say, the Ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, or when you do dua or supplication? Well, the simple answer is no. The majority of scholars of Islam say that the Tajweed of the Qur'an is exclusive to the Qur'an and nothing else. But why is that? Well, first, it was never reported that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, nor his companions did recite anything the same way as they did with the Qur'an. Second, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah says,
وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ.
Which, as Ibn Uthaymeen said, can refer to those who recite other texts other than the Qur'an to make it look like or sound like it is from the Qur'an. And that can have very dire consequences, which takes us to the third reason. Many Muslims can't speak Arabic and can only recognize the tune and the manner of recitation rather than the words that are being spoken. Reciting other texts other than the Qur'an will definitely confuse them and can cause problems if they imitate the sound without knowing what they are saying. And it has indeed happened that a Muslim who cannot speak Arabic recited
Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma
in prayer after Surah Al-Fatiha, thinking it was from the Quran because he heard it being recited so many times that he had memorized it and thought it was from the Qur'an, so he recited it in prayer. But what about if we do it in supplication or dua, during or after salah? Well, the same thing goes for dua. You may definitely beautify your voice with dua, but never make it sound like it is from the Qur'an, with tajweed rules like mad, ghunnah, and all the little details that give the Qur'an its unique sound. But then you might be wondering, don't the rules of the Tajweed come from the way Arabs speak Arabic? Aren't they already applying these rules when they speak? Well, first, the uniqueness of the Qur'an as you hear it comes from applying the Tajweed rules and beautifying one's voice with it, which is in total tartil. This is how the Qur'an was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and he taught it to his companions like that until it reached us in the same way. But since the Qur'an is in Arabic, some of the features of Arabic are similar to that of the Qur'an, like the fact that Arabs apply tafkheem and tarqiq naturally. Qalqala and iqlab are also natural in some dialects. But other rules like ikhfa, idgham, noon and mim mushaddada, and other rules are not particularly used in normal Arabic. So whether it is poetry or normal Arabic speech, it will never resemble the Qur'an, for it doesn't follow all the rules of the Tajweed, and that the fact that it is not being recited, so it can't be called tartil. So whether you want to do dua or read the ahadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, Make sure that they always sound different from the Quran recitation. You may make them beautiful as much as you want and read them carefully, but they should never resemble the way the Quran sounds like, because simply, there is nothing like the miraculous word of Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.